Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. This week on Moment in Sound, we meet musician Heath Johnson. He plays throughout the Black Hills regularly, and he released the 12-song project Wrong Side of the Train in 2014. Heath Johnson joins us live now from the SDPB studios in Rapid City. Heath, can you hear us?
Yeah.
We're playing some technical games today. Can you hear me all right?
I can hear you great.
All right. Well, I think the audience is going to be able to hear you really well, and I'm going to be a little scratchy, so you get to do most of the talking.
Sounds good to me.
Tell me a little bit about your music and how you got your start.
Yeah. Well, I've been writing songs probably for the last 6 or 7 years, like seriously. You know, everybody writes when they're a kid, and those songs always get thrown away. I kind of like writing a style of stuff I've been through, experiences I've had, and experiences that friends have had, and just stories and that. So, yeah.
And you travel throughout the whole region, playing in different venues. What's the music scene like in the Black Hills, and where are people really playing? What are those crowds like?
Yeah, so it's blowing up a lot. In the last 5 or 6 years, I think I've seen a huge increase of just local artists showing up just out of nowhere with incredible songs and incredible talent, and that's been a really neat thing to be a part of and witness. I know Spearfish and Rapid City, I'm from Spearfish. Spearfish and Rapid City specifically have been doing a lot to promote local music, and Deadwood as well too. So that's been neat.
What kind of community between the artists does that then sort of foster? Do you start seeing collaborations and, you know, inspiring one another, playing together? Some synergy happening yet?
Yeah, that's been so a few years ago, some friends and I got together and kind of developed a core group called the South Dakota Songwriters Association. And we've been just connecting with artists and creating events and places for them to showcase their own stuff. Specifically, Lucky's Pub in Spearfish has a songwriter showcase second Friday of every month, where three artists get to go up for 2 hours and play their original stuff. So it's been neat to see that the artists get together and just create events where we get to show people the type of art and talent that we're creating right here in the hills in South Dakota, all over. So.
All right, let's hear a song. Tell me what you're going to play first for us and set it up.
Yeah, well, this is a song called Let Love Grow. I wrote this a few years ago, and it's just kind of a story about when you're getting ready to start a relationship and should it go forward, should it not, and not really wanting to know and just letting it happen as it goes. So hope you like it. I got a half of a mind to tell you how I feel, and the other says that I should just let you go. Come on, lady, tell me which voice inside is real, 'cause I'm afraid that right now I really don't know. But I don't wanna see another sunrise without you. Come on, lady, put your hand in mine. Tell me, do you feel the way I do? Do you see the things I see? Do you know the things I know? And can we let love grow? I got a half of a mind to get in this car and drive. Says that I don't have the time, 'cause I know that I would end up at your door and try to steal your heart away and give you mine. But I don't wanna see another sunrise without you. Come on, lady, put your hand in mine. Come on, will you tell me, do you feel? Come on, lady, put your hand in mine. And come on, will you tell me, do you feel the way I do? Do you see the things I see? Do you know the things I know? And can we let love grow? Let love grow. Let love grow.
You're listening to Moment in Sound, our weekly music feature here on In the Moment on South Dakota Public Radio. Our guest is Heath Johnson. He's a musician based out of Spearfish. He's in the Rapid City Studios at the Doll SDPB Studios there right now, playing for us live. Heath, I love that.
Thank you.
It felt like getting a present. when you talk to me a little bit about the songwriter showcase and what it's like to sort of bring a song to the stage for the first time, look around and wonder, you know, are people going to like this? What's that experience like, and what do you get from the audience during that moment?
First off, I'd say it's incredibly nerve-wracking, you know, because a lot of songs, they come right out of your heart and out of your soul and stuff you've experienced, and you're trying to express that in a way that other people would want to listen to. So you're kind of putting yourself out there, and at first you're scared to death. What I like to do is I like to first play a song publicly at a place where I know it's just kind of background noise, and I can just practice it. But the showcases are really a treat because the crowds there have been very attentive and just really wanting to listen to the artists. And so you get the first experience, really, of someone hearing your song for the first time and identifying with it or liking it. And the claps you get at the end really kind of make it all worthwhile when it happens.
Do you ever make changes? Do you sort of play something publicly and then say, you know, maybe I lost their attention there, or I'm going to make some adjustments based on audience reaction?
Yeah, all the time. There's songs I've written 5 or 6 years ago that don't sound anything like I first play them out in publicly, and then I've got songs that I completely stopped playing altogether because nobody liked them. So.
So you're a father, is that correct?
I am. I have two daughters, yes.
So how does being a dad sort of fit into this life of a musician and as an artist and as a writer? Tell me how your kids inspire you.
Yeah, it gets tricky as far as juggling time frames and that, you know, because most shows are later in the evening and that. But I have a great group of friends and family that that really help and support me with that. And my kids, they see me as way more famous than I am, and that's always inspiring when they're drawing pictures of me with, you know, standing next to Willie Nelson and stuff like that, because they know I like him, and so that's kind of neat to see. And but yeah, a lot of my songs have been, I got one I'm going to play here, the third one, that's going to be a little bit about our story and that, so they're hugely inspiring.
All right, let's get to the second song. What is that?
So this one's called Peace at Last, and I think every songwriter at some point in their life writes some type of protest song, and this is my attempt at that. So,
all right. Heath Johnson on Moment in Sound.
One shot fired around the world, maybe just in my head. One shot fired is all it takes for the world to wind up dead. Every war we've ever fought, well, they always end up the same. Yeah, the city's all burning and mamas are yearning to pull the babies out of the grave. '19, '14, '39, '55 as well. The long cold winter of the 80s and early 90s hell. 2001, the tables turn and we felt it here at home. Yeah, children lying in the cold dark steel, just dying all alone. Fat man sitting at the table, raking in all the cash. Politicians send us places never to come back. Killing off the next generation leaves us living in the past. Yeah, we're killing living off each other just a one by one until there's peace at last. Cycles never broken, violins never play. A revolution's always won until the next one gets their day. Living out the poison that we all know is hate. Until this whole world is gone and forgot what made us human anyway. Fat man sitting at the table raking in all the cash. Politicians send us places never to come back. Killing off the next generation leaves us living in the past. Yeah, we're killing off each other just a one by one until there's peace at last. Table raking in all the cash. Politicians send us places never to come back. Killing off the next generation leaves us living in the past. Yeah, we're killing off each other just a one by one until there's peace at last.
You're listening to In the Moment with Heath Johnson, playing live from the SDPB studios in Rapid City. Heath also has a pretty solid Facebook following and Facebook page, so you can find him at Heath Johnson Music on Facebook as well. Heath, can you imagine, you know, you're a younger artist. Can you imagine being a musician now without social media and being able to share things like you do?
Well, it would be incredibly difficult.
You use it very effectively. Is it a strategy for you, or do you just kind of enjoy it and you know, see what it can do for you today?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely a strategy. It's a lot easier to share where you're going to be and what you're going to be doing. And you know, when you're recording stuff, it's free and it's simple.
Yeah.
You know, when you print out posters and put up flyers, you know, that takes time and money. So social media is definitely gives us a lot more freedom that way.
Yeah, I spent some time on there this morning, and it was, you know, really a great way to get to know you and watch you play in different, you know, in different venues. I want to make sure that we have time to hear the third song you brought with us today. Heath, you want to set that up for us?
Yeah, so this one's called Stuck in South Dakota, and it's the story of how I got here, and
all right.
I hope you guys like it. So.
All right.
Loaded up that U-Haul, a sermon for the road. Headed north and headed west till that day was no more. Pulled into the driveway, I don't know when. Thoughts I had on the open road just circling through my head. Two kids that I love so much, you try to take from me. No church left in this town will ever let me preach. The day I found out you left, I hit the floor. And to this day, I still feel where my soul is sore. Now I'm stuck in South Dakota with my dreams hung out to dry. Living out these days as they slowly pass me by. I could sit and think of all the things I'll never get to do. But getting stuck in South Dakota, well, that's how I found you. Thousands of mistakes I've made just to get to you. Thousands of apologies until my life is through. Shining like an angel right from the sky. Everything I went through, now I finally know why. Why I'm stuck in South Dakota with my dreams hung out to dry. Living out these days as they slowly pass me by. I could sit and think of all the things I'll never get. yet to do, but getting stuck in South Dakota, well, that's how I found you. South Dakota with my dreams hung out to dry, living out these days as they slowly pass me by. I could sit and think of all the things I'll never get to do, but getting stuck in South Dakota, well, that's how I found you. And now I'm stuck in South Dakota, living out my dreams with you.
Heath Johnson on this week's Moment in Sound. You can hear him play on Facebook. You can see him at lots of different places in the Black Hills region. Heath, where are you playing live next?
So tomorrow I'm at Minor Brewing in Hill City. I'll be playing from 7 to 9, just a solo show. So, yeah.
All right. Obviously, South Dakota has had an influence on your music there lyrically and just how you see the world. Are there other ways that living here has sort of helped you evolve as a musician?
Absolutely. I moved here from Omaha, and the music scene in Omaha is huge. I probably would have gotten lost in a huge crowd of and sea of people. But being up here, it's really helped me see kind of what I like in music and what I want to be as a musician. So I wouldn't trade it for the world.
So your kids think you're maybe a little more famous than you are, although I don't think playing with Willie Nelson is out of the picture for your future. But I'm curious, you know, what do you want your kids to remember from a childhood growing up with this music in their lives and, you know, with the connection that you share with the guitar?
I think foremost, I want them to see that you know, expressing your own feelings and emotions can take several different shapes and forms. You know, having a instrument that you play is almost becomes a part of you. And I think as they grow up and they see that with me, I mean, they're always hearing me play the guitar and they're coming and singing with me and they're learning the violin and the piano right now. So maybe one day we'll have a family band and do some stuff. But yeah.
All right, we're going to let Heath Johnson play us out here in a minute, but first I want to thank all our listeners today for sticking with us through some technical trouble. If you haven't noticed, I'm joining you on the phone today, so special thanks to producer Chris Laufrey and Steve Swemke. Kara Hetland is the executive producer of In the Moment, support provided today as well by Keely Bultina and China Lockett. Stay tuned in the next hour for Kent Osborne and Tech Radio. Heath, you want to play a little something for us as we go on to the next thing?
Absolutely. Thanks again for having me.
Hey, thanks for being here, Heath. Great stuff.
I found my old notebook from back when I was 12, filled with songs I wrote about all the pain I felt. Not one of them made sense to me, not one at all. I guess that's how I know.